In this bulletin, a group of former fire chiefs moved to convene their own summit on the bushfire crisis. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne thankful for New Zealand's medical assistance following the deadly volcanic eruption on White Island. And in sport, Cricket Australia urged to examine if play should continue during heavy bushfire smoke haze. With the latest SBS News, I'm Vera Kwan. A coalition of respected former fire chiefs says a complete lack of federal government climate change leadership is hurting Australia as the country battles an unprecedented bushfire crisis. Emergency Leaders for Climate Action, a coalition that's now grown to include 29 former emergency services bosses, is calling for a national summit to fill the leadership vacuum left by the Morrison government. Former Fire and Rescue New South Wales Commissioner Greg Mullins says the federal government needs to recognise climate change is making bushfires more severe. Firefighters in New South Wales are working on containment lines as heatwave conditions are expected to bring an elevated fire risk. Daytime temperatures in New South Wales and the ACT are expected to exceed 40 degrees Celsius through to Saturday, while in the western half of the state, the temperatures are set to soar over 45 degrees. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service says there are 118 fires burning across the state. Following the federal government's budget update, the Small Business Ombudsman says small and medium businesses will continue suffering as consumer spending is at a low. The forecast budget surplus has been reduced to $5 billion in the mid-financial year update. The budget review names reduced retail spending as a contributor to the slowing economy. Despite Prime Minister Scott Morrison introducing tax cuts in July to stimulate spending, Kate Carnell says the cuts aren't having the desired effect.
What we're seeing is consumer confidence going down at the moment. A new survey by Westpac just in the last couple of days has shown another decrease in consumer confidence. That means what people are doing is they're paying off debt, putting money in the bank. Some of them are putting money into real estate, but I'd have to say what they're not doing is spending.
Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has thanked New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern for ensuring victims of last week's volcano eruption are receiving adequate medical treatment. The death toll from the volcanic eruption on White Island stands at 16. Authorities say close to 14 people are in burns units, with 10 in a critical condition. An additional 13 have been airlifted to hospitals in Australia, where one person has since died. Foreign Minister Payne expressed her gratitude for the treatment provided by medical staff. Hong Kong police say they will not tolerate any further violence after police and protesters clashed over the weekend. Anti-government demonstrators were obstructing roads with bricks, cutting electric wires and setting debris on fire. Following multiple warnings, authorities fired tear gas to disperse protesters, with several subsequently arrested. Chief Superintendent Kwok Kwa Chen believes many citizens want the riots to stop.
We believe most Hong Kong citizens have got tired of the widespread rioting that has torn our city apart. Once rioters are masked, their morals are lost. Their eyes are blocked. If anyone appears to be an eyesore or seem to have taken photos, rioters will demand inspection of mobile phones. Anyone who refuses will risk being assaulted or having their phone smashed. Their ears are covered. Rioters have selective hearing and do not accept different views to theirs.
Over 100 doctors are calling for the Australian people to lobby for Julian Assange to be returned home for urgent medical treatment. The group of doctors has written an open letter to Foreign Minister Maurice Payne requesting the WikiLeaks founder be allowed to come back to Australia. The 48-year-old is imprisoned in a high-security jail in London while he awaits a full hearing in February 2020. He's set to face extradition to the United States, where he faces 18 charges, including computer intrusion. To sport, Cricket Australia is being urged to examine if play should continue during heavy bushfire smoke haze. The final day of New South Wales and Queensland Sheffield Shield clash went ahead last week, despite Sydney's air quality exceeding hazardous levels. It's a situation that could arise again when the Sixers and Thunder begin their big bash campaigns this week. Sixers batsman Daniel Hughes says the well-being of players should take priority.
I think player safety is definitely something that should be looked at. They might need to bring a policy into it, but yeah, I don't know. With the Big Bash, most of the games are at night time, and by then it's probably blown away. But you never know. We don't want to stop playing cricket.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 32. Adelaide, very hot and sunny 40. Melbourne, sunny 30. Hobart, partly cloudy 24. Canberra, smoke haze 34. Wollongong, mostly sunny with possible smoke haze 23. Similar conditions in Sydney, 25. Newcastle, mostly sunny, possible smoke haze 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy 30. Cairns, sunny 33, and Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm, 36. This is SBS News.